PlayStation Classic details, and more coming up on today's episode of The Latest in Tech News. Hello and welcome to The Latest in Tech News. I'm your host, Taylor Merrick. This is the world's only 3-in-1 daily show on everything tech, gadgets, and gaming news. And if you're new here, welcome. Feel free to chat with us during the live show. We'd love to hear your thoughts. We've currently been talking about favorite video games. And so you're missing out on that if you're not watching already. Make sure you click that follow button so that you can be notified when we go live. And if you're tuning in via the podcast, be sure to tap the subscribe button so that you don't miss out on the latest show. But do keep in mind that the podcast is about a day behind. You really should be joining us live over at mixer.com/TechNewsGadget. Hint, we do giveaways during the live show, so if you're not tuning in during the live show, you kind of miss out. So, finally, we are on Twitter, at TechNewsGadget, where you can send us your questions, rants, or suggestions, both during or after the show. Octavius, are you ready? He is ready. He has told me he doesn't like Twitter. Don't try and convince him to use Twitter. He says it's a pile of garbage and it's to burn. I've tried convincing him. He rather wants to hang out with you guys here in the live chat, and live notifications aren't working on your phone. That might be a bug with the Mixer app currently. But otherwise, Octavius, my pet octopus, is hanging out on the public Discord server, which he still hasn't figured out how to boot up and get running properly. So until you figure that out, Octavius, maybe I need to put you in timeout? He says, no, don't put him in timeout. He's happy. He says, I have a show to get to. I probably shouldn't take too long in doing that. Okay, fine, I guess. We won't do that, but Octavius did want me to let you guys all know that he does have a funny video for you guys, so if you're ready, let's head on over and see what he's got for us. Thank you very much, Octavius, for that very entertaining video. For those of you who are listening on the audio, you have no idea what's going on. For us watching a video, having a great old time over here. Remember what I said. Mixer.com/TechNewsGadget. Tell a friend. Yeah, when you're in a boring place and you are creative, well, you do crazy stuff just like that. So, with that out of the way, we do have some trivia for you guys, so for those of you who are already wearing your trivia hats and watching the live show, you are eligible for our giveaway. What giveaway, might you ask, may that be? Well, if you answer all three questions correctly, you, my friend, will win a one-year free membership to the Insiders program here at Tech News Gadget, which also includes you in on, let me pull this up, a free t-shirt. All you gotta do is tell me what size you want and color, and we'll ship it out to you free of charge. So that's your prize for playing with us today. And if you're listening via podcast, well, you're missing out, but you can still play along. Guess the right answer, and we'll see if you have, well, the trivia know-how. So, trivia hats on. Let's get this show trivia section going. First question, actually, how you play is all you have to do is either type in the correct answer or type in the letter associated with the answer. You'll see. Quick. So, let's see. First question today. Sony's PlayStation 4 is powered by a GPU that is roughly equal to what PC graphics card? Is it A, the Radeon HD 7850, B, the Radeon HD 6990, C, the GeForce GTX 50 Ti, or D, the GeForce GTX 460. This is a little bit for you techie people out there. Sony's PlayStation 4 is powered by a GPU that is roughly equal to what PC graphics card? Is it A, Radeon HD 7850, B, the Radeon HD 6990, C, the GeForce GTX 650, or D, the GeForce GTX 460? All right, we got the guesses coming in. I'll give you guys a couple more seconds to finish that up. All right, the correct answer for question number one is A, the Radon HD 7850. Let's find out why. Now, there's no exact equivalent because Sony worked with AMD to produce a unique APU for the PlayStation 4 that contained a custom 7970M, which was itself a mobile variant of early 2011's desktop flagship HD 7970. Now, compared to the desktop card, this one runs slightly slower, has 12 less GCN cores, half the stream processors as well as other units, while the PlayStation 4's custom GPU reduced those specs by another 50. Not to mention that its RAM is shared between the GPU and the CPU. Now, incidentally, the CPU inside the PlayStation 4's APU is comprised of two Jaguar-based quad-core processors. Alright. Second question on the docket for today. Trivia hats ready. While employed at Microsoft, Gabe Newell led a team that ported what game to Windows 95? Was it A, Wolfenstein 3D, B, Quake, C, Doom, or D, Duke Nukem 3D? Repeat the question again. While employed at Microsoft, Gabe Newell led a team that ported what game to Windows 95? Was it A, Wolfenstein 3D, B, Quake, C, Doom, or D, Duke Nukem 3D? We'll give you guys in the chat here a couple more seconds to type in your answer. Have guesses coming in. Alright, the correct answer to this question is C, Doom. After dropping out of Harvard in 1983 to work for Microsoft, Gabe Newell spent 13 years at the software company, where he contributed to the development of Windows 1.01, 1.02, and 1.03, as well as the porting of Doom from MS-DOS to Windows 95. Quake and Duke Nukem 3D weren't released until the following year, so you guys are close. At the time, Doom was estimated to be installed on more PCs than Microsoft's new operating system, and after considering a buyout of ID Software, porting its game made more sense. Yeah, Doom. Microsoft took this promotion as far as having Bill Gates digitally superimposed into the game for a Windows 95 video ad, while Excel 95 had a Doom Easter egg including portraits of the game's programmers. Newell and fellow employee Mike Harrington left Microsoft to found Valve in 1996 and create Half-Life after being inspired by Michael Abrash, who previously left the company to develop Quake at ID Software. Doom was released on Steam in August of 2007. Alright, final question. Who said this in 2004? 2 years from now, email spam will be solved. Was it A, Bill Gates, co-founder of Microsoft, B, Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple, C, Mark Andreessen, founder of Netscape, or D, Tim Berners-Lee, inventor of the World Wide Web? Who said this in 2004? 2 years from now, email spam will be solved. Was it A, Bill Gates, B, Steve Jobs, C, Mark Andreessen, or D, Tim Berners-Lee? Gotta be one of those. We'll give you guys a couple more seconds to plug your answer in. This one's definitely a thinker. Alright. The correct answer is A, Bill Gates, co-founder of Microsoft. So, let's take a little spin, shall we? During the 2004 World Economic Forum in Switzerland, Bill Gates, then chief software architect of Microsoft, predicted the end of email spam within 2 years through several potential means. Two of the ideas involved solving puzzles, while a third, and the most promising according to Gates, would have allowed email recipients to charge the sender a small fee akin to a postage stamp or waive the fee for family and friends. In the long run, the monetary method will be dominant, he predicted. Yep, got one question there, Chumsley. Congrats. Despite Gates foreseeing a spam-free world by 2006, 2007 brought a record level of unwanted emails. Was it almost pure coincidence? With spam messages totaling 10.8 trillion for the year compared to 10.5 trillion legit ones. Thanks in part to better filtering, however, the percentage of spam to legitimate emails has gradually improved starting around 2008 with about 54% of the total email traffic being spam, according to Statista. So, you guys are close, but keep on studying and triviaing and quizzing, and you might just wind up with a fancy new t-shirt and exclusive membership. Oh, I forgot to mention, this exclusive membership includes a private Discord server, a couple channels on there where you can actually go over the show notes as we're going over them right now. Yeah, I post the show notes in there, so you're missing out. Take a look. TechNewsGadget.net/insiders. So, moving on. Let's push the screen back here. Octavius, you're supposed to be doing this work, not me. I'm not supposed to be doing all this stuff. Crying out loud. I think he's being lazy today. He's sitting in a Batman suit. He doesn't want to do anything. He thinks he's Batman. We're not playing Batman today, Octavius. We're not. No, we're just not. Okay, I got stuff to do. Well. Alright, so, before we can get to the news of today, y'all know the drill. We have to take a look back in tech history. Today is September 19th, 2018, and on this day in history, in 1982, well, the sideways frown or smiley face is kind of what debuted. In a posting made to a Carnegie Mellon bulletin board, Professor Scott Fahlman proposes the first known use of emoticons, also known as smileycons or smileys. While the use of emoticons became widespread during the 80s and 90s, the original remained unknown until September 10, 2002, when the original message was retrieved from backup tape, which actually said, "I propose that the following character sequence for joke markers be a smiley face," or the colon and, what is it? That little dash hyphen thing. So, all right, with that out of the way, we can head on over to latest tech news of today. But before we do, keep in mind that the show is brought to you by Tech News Gadget. You do know that you can become an insider today for only $9.95 a month or $99 annually. Support the show. Some of the perks that you get are exclusive access to the daily video archives, special perks on our Discord server, plus your choice of an Octavius plush insider's mug or more. Right now, for a limited time, you can get a 10-day free trial of our monthly membership. No credit card required. Head on over to technewsgadget.net/insiders after the show to learn more. So, first up on the docket for the tech news today, PlayStation Classic announced and dated. So, Sony has announced the PlayStation Classic, which will come with 20 preloaded games and be released on December 3rd, around $100 US. So, yeah, haven't seen that in a while, haven't? It's been a while, but it's coming back. But just keep in mind that Sony's very own mini retro console will come with Final Fantasy VII, Tekken 3, Wild Arms, Jumping Flash, Ridge Racer Type 4, and other legendary titles, which will be announced before the year's end, all in their original format. And they actually have a trailer here. You guys want to see it? Let's see if they'll actually get it going. Oh. I love it. Oh wow, oh wow, caught me by surprise. I can't believe it. Wow, that's been a while. I can't believe my eyes. So there you go, there's a PlayStation Classic. Approximately 45% smaller than the original PlayStation, Sony has emulated original packaging as much as possible. Each unit will come with an HDMI, USB cable, and two original pre-DualShock controllers, though you will have to buy a compatible USB-AC adapter, not included to use the console. The console is already available to pre-order in the US at Walmart, GameStop, and Best Buy. Keep in mind that the PlayStation Classic will launch in limited quantities in Japan, North America, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. So if you don't get your pre-orders in, I guarantee you're probably not going to have much of a chance to get a hold of said PlayStation Classic. So, looks like the retro is coming back, guys. Coming back strong. People got to love them playing them games. And, well, who knows? We'll see. Maybe you can do more speed runs on there, right? Moving on. Red Dead Online. Developers revealing first details of Red Dead 2's multiplayer. So, this is exciting news for those of you who are excited about Red Dead Redemption 2. According to recently revealed information, the multiplayer component will launch in November of 2018, initially as a public beta. Now, considering the many questions we've had about the nature of Red Dead 2's up until now mysterious online mode, they're able to get a couple people at the company to go into a little bit more detail about Rockstar's evolution of the realm in multiplayer. So, let's see what it says here. What can players expect from Red Dead Online? Will we have as much open world freedom as we do in the single player component? The Red Dead Online will use the world and gameplay mechanics of Red Dead Redemption 2 as a jumping off point for a new world of cowboys and cowgirls and outlaws that combines multiplayer and cooperative gameplay and narrative components in a huge open world. Players will be able to explore alone or easily join with friends or other players to compete or work together. We'll take full advantage of the entire world, as well as all the aspects of a 19th century setting that makes Red Dead Redemption 2 unique and fun. So, the ambitions for Rockstar have in terms of evolving their idea of an online open world, well, seeing as how GTA set out to do multiplayer and online stuff, kind of a leap forward, and obviously most of it's going to be in beta and testing out some things. They're going to be taking some ideas, kind of merging some freeform gameplay as well as more structured game modes, probably like heist, like what did really well for GTA. We'll see how that'll transfer over here to Red Dead Redemption 2. I actually have this full interview at IGN.com. I'll actually have a link to this in the show notes for this episode, which you can find at technewsgadget.net. Don't worry, I didn't forget the... I didn't forget my website there. It's just been a long day. I've been working. Yeah. I got a brother-in-law who is very excited for Red Dead Redemption 2. So Red Dead Online is coming a little bit later, but it'll be in public beta. Aside from the obvious, the 21st century settings, vehicles, tech, etc., how will this experience be different from Grand Theft Auto Online? One of the biggest differences between GTA and Red Dead Universe is that you're often speeding through or flying over a GTA world, whereas in Red Dead Redemption, a change of pace elevates the intimacy of the overall experience. Like the single-player game story of Arthur Morgan, we want people to settle into their online characters and feel like every activity makes sense for the character, the setting, and the time. Now, we've tried to take the best elements and best content packs from Grand Theft Auto Online and use them for templates for what we're making here. We feel Grand Theft Auto Online really found its feet creatively with Heist. That pack, along with After Hours, Doomsday Heist, Gun Running, and a few others, represent the best of the game and provided a template for what we wanted to use here, but not in terms of content, obviously, but how they combined narrative, gameplay, modes, and other forms of content into a cohesive thematic whole. So, full article for this, including a couple videos, will be linked in the show notes. Moving on. PUBG on PlayStation 4 might finally be set for release. So for those of you who are all excited about PUBG, having a great old time playing it on your computer, and exclusively for a time on Xbox, and we knew it was coming. It was only going to be a matter of time. Obviously, they have it on iOS and Android mobile already. But, well, a PlayStation 4 release of PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds has been rated by the Korean Game Rating Board, indicating that its period of console exclusivity on Xbox One may be coming to an end soon. PUBG is widely credited with sparking the Battle Royale genre's explosion in popularity. At its peak, it had over 3 million people playing it concurrently, as of January of this year. Other popular games have since joined the game, including Battlefield 5, Call of Duty, and of course, Fortnite. So it's unclear what features and maps will be available with the initial release of the PlayStation 4 version of the game, which could receive a December release if Microsoft had a year of exclusivity, depending on the details about that. But hopefully the developers' fixed PUBG campaign, which is also something I covered in an earlier episode, will lead to some quality of life improvements for the release. This isn't the first time that a Korean media ratings board announcement has leaked for an upcoming game. Earlier this year, it heralded the arrival of Fortnite on a Nintendo Switch prior to its official announcement at E3 in June. So, just keep in mind. If GTA 6 would get released, do you think it would be that hyped as GTA 5? I don't know. Kind of seeing as how they're pouring a lot of time and effort into Red Dead Redemption right now, I don't know if maybe they'd be able to split the team effectively enough to deal with that. Although, there's been rumors flying around and speculations all over the place with GTA 6, so we shall see. Finally, final tech news for today. Well, did you know that Ninja predicted the Fortnite Cube's path 2 weeks ago? And, well, I don't think anybody realized it. Over 2 weeks ago, Ninja made a joke prediction about the path the enormous purple cube would take in Fortnite, and it turns out, well, he was absolutely correct. And a matter of fact, here to explain it for us is the one and only Tyler Ninja Blevins. So, take it away.
No, the cube. The cube is going tilted.
Oh, so are we?
See you there, cube.
I think it's going to go...
Pleasant. Ass tilted into Loot Lake, please God. I just hope it's just a giant vacuum, and it just sucks up Loot Lake.
Bro, I hope... Dude, I'm telling you right now, I want to pay money for this thing to land... Mm-hmm. And roll over the center building that has been taking all season to build and just crush it again.
That would be all our hard work, Jerry. I'm warm.
And sure enough, Tyler Ninja Blevins has predicted as well. 16 days ago on Monday, September 3rd, is when he made a prediction that tube is going to go to Tilted Towers. Guess what happened earlier today? The cube rolled down the street in Tilted Towers before turning and crashing through the brand new building before leaving the hill to the northwest. Check it out for yourself. Here it is. We got exclusive footage of it. If you guys are listening to the podcast version, you're totally missing out right now. You're watching this big, huge, massive purple cube just smash into this new building right in the center of Tilted. Now, did Ninja receive some forewarning from Epic Games about the cube's path, or did he just make an insanely lucky prediction? We'll never know, but either way, it's a spot-on prediction from the ex-Halo Pro player. How's it going, Alan? Widespread speculation is that the cube is going to travel down into Loot Lake. It's almost there, and at the time of writing, which is today, it sat by the two factories on the west side of the lake. Nobody knows what it's going to do, though, and with only 5 days left till the end of the season, we don't have long to wait. Could Loot Lake turn into a volcano, like the datamine files suggest? I don't know, rumors still abound, so where do you guys think it's going to land, or wind up, or do something? Oh no, I didn't see what happened before. What happened before, Alan? All I saw was rolling through Tilted Towers. It melted in Loot Lake? Okay, so this is brand new information coming out as of, like, right now-ish. It melted in Loot Lake, and the entire Loot Lake is a jump zone now. Better not be pulling my leg, Alan. I'm gonna have to go check this out for myself. This is legit. Okay. What? Nice. So, okay. Apparently, predictions have gone, so far. Still wound up in Loot Lake, and it's melted in Loot Lake, and right now it's in a jump zone. Interesting. Well, not too much longer to go until we find out what is going on with this big old purple cube. We've been following its development ever since the beginning that it first landed, and it's been doing crazy stuff since then. So, insider information. So you guys got the inside information. You got the inside scoop, as it were. So, with that being said, if we happen to miss something on the show, or there's something that you want us to keep you informed on, be sure to let us know either in the chat or on Twitter at TechNewsGadget or email, which is TechNewsGadget@gmail.com, or whenever Octavius over here decides to activate the Discord server, we'll be on there as well. But that'll do it for today's episode of Latest in Tech News. I'm your host, Taylor Merrick. For the latest in tech, gadget, and gaming news, head on over to TechNewsGadget.net. Pretty much, keep being awesome, guys, and I'll see you on the flip side. I can't believe it.